The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
We'd like you to join us to thank our God, our Father, who has made even this council meeting successful. Eradia Boyen, I'm a council meeting now. Now, what she and painful year no abasum dream, not a dandy. If we say some rain yamra, a biaba pain, yet me a council meeting room. Nasuning na muno, a radiam manabasaso. What stress away our soul no rampa. Nanumrais, I won't ever buy a jereba kuma. A passia bebom near so yankuan yon yam. A freezer a sorry urano. What dinkunim amana sorry. Niaotia hima.
Father, we worship you tonight. Lord, we worship you tonight. We have seen your hand, your mighty hand upon your church. We have seen your mighty hand upon your church. You have looked favorably upon your church. We are so much thankful, O God, unto you for making your church enjoy success in times like this, O God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless you for the life of your church in the name of Jesus. You have indeed shown yourself to be the head of the church. We are so much grateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rendalaba Rianini Mase Rendalala Randalaba Ziriande Rendalaba Zutayande Remandari Andalaba Suruande If you mwa dingina dawasi rade anaji ya boye mwase at dawase Riandalaba Sutaye Mandariande Riandalaba Riande Riandalaba Suruande Asedanka onyame Nyamia o ni yen woho ni yema eya ya yema e ni yema eye vivi ni na vi era de ho aseta esa. grateful unto you. And you may your case, we your hine. Lord, we confess your lordship. We confess your throne. We confess your rulership in the name of Jesus. Yet there was a radi. Se wedin kunim ama was sorry. That wa boyen na council meeting na. And panifu shia eno wama ayasumdwe. Nyama papa. If you moon yina wudi wura won a radi wam wadi ababon ting. Was sorry any aji. O man fu any aji. Anyumre ya dawasi. Ora, anyumre ya dawasi. Ora, anyumre ya dawasi. Nanka nyen say pony ajeshano. Nasu wama abro swama yen. Lord, you have met our expectation, even more than we expected. We thank you, O God, for your gracious love that you have shared on us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise the Lord to everyone. The new creation through the Spirit of God has been equipped to be a victorious Christian. Now to live above sin and reproach. The world and Satan. But the new creation has to know who he is in Christ and then appropriate it.
He
should be able to work out what God has worked in him.
He
should be able to work out what has been worked in him by the Spirit of God. Last week we said the new creation is anointed.
Now 2
Corinthians 1:21. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. The anointing, we said, is for a purpose. The anointing is for doing good. This is what Peter said of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. With the Holy Spirit and with power. And how you went about doing good. And healing all who were under the power of the devil. Because God was with him.
Our
God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. With the Holy Spirit and with power. And the Bible says he went about doing good. So the anointing was for doing good. Some of the goodness Peter says was healing.
Now Petro said, "Nya mapapa oyɛ ni bi ni ayaresa."
And releasing those under the oppression of the enemy.
Anyone who buns some to Michelle wants to know about my wadi wongo.
Now we have been created to be like Christ.
Now our boy and say, "Yeah, yes, sir, Christo."
To do good works.
Say, "Yeah, be yenu mapa."
Titus says that.
Tito, essay.
While we wait for the blessed hope.
You
are praying of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people
now we draw on mind their money home
that are his very own.
On my abbey on one casane dia.
The Bible says people who are eager to do what is good.
Naturally say why young crop for what a person obey at
the
papa.
The creation is eager to do what is good.
A body of from no ever person obey our body papa.
Why? Because we are born again.
If we say why we are from.
Our feet do no longer rush into evil as we used to. And because we have to do good, we need the anointing. So he anointed the new creation. That is why the Apostle Paul is saying that he anointed us. He anointed us. Because we needed the anointing. If you like, we needed the graces.
Say o petu me aka ne say ye hia odom no.
See, all of us, we have grace from God.
Ye na ya wo odom free nyame nchan.
But when the grace is multiplied upon a certain individual, we look at the person, we say that is the anointing, and that is also correct.
Na say odom no do so bro so onipa ba ku bi so a na ye tie ma kese eyi ne ngosira no na ye kasa nso a eye no kre.
We all have power.
Ye na ye kra to me.
But when the power on a particular Christian is exhibited, we said that is the anointing. That is also true.
Na se o Christo ni bi that to me o nyamedia manedia. Ye hwa ye se eyi ne ngosira no na eye no kra nso.
So when we are talking about anointing,
it is say ye ka ngosira ho asema.
We are talking about graces upon the believer.
Ye ka oduma ewo ojidie ni no so.
Talking about the release of power. Ye ka
to me awejagu ojidie ni no so.
You are talking about fortification.
Ye ka bini a ojidie ni no abini.
We have to be fortified.
As I say ye bini e
o. Because the battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against principalities and powers.
Now, as Paul said,
now spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. But brethren, the anointing or the power that we have received as a new creation should produce effects. Last week we said that we should acknowledge that we have the anointing. Knowing it is victory. Confessing it is also victory. So we encourage ourselves that when we wake up in the morning, we should confess that we are anointed.
Yet ye share ye hun cry say say ye sorry anopa ye ntie mun pe mun ka say wasra ye ngo.
And then we looked at our friend Ezra.
Na ye share ye ngadan for Ezra.
Who knew so much and knew that the hand of God was upon his life.
Onu anu onim ye mapi na onim se onyame nsa edane so.
He confessed that the gracious hand of God was upon his life. Ope
mun ka say onyankopon ye me nsa no edane so.
To confess is good.
Say we pay makano eye.
To know is also good.
Say we nim no so eye.
But you see, it is not enough.
Now so enye ni na no.
To confess that I am anointed.
Say we pay makano say wasra me
ho. It is not enough.
Enye ni na no.
To confess that the gracious hand of God is upon my life.
Say we pay makano say onyame aye miensa eda me so no.
You need to prove it.
Esese wochre.
The anointing causes effects.
Engosra no enyansunsuanso.
People must see it.
Esese nipa ehun.
The world around you should know that you are anointed of God.
We are see atwa ho ehia na se wo hu se wasra wo ngo.
That is Peter saw and testified of Christ.
Enunti ye Petro ehun na odi Yesu ho adanse.
That is why he said.
Enunti no ka se.
How God
said the Onyankopon
anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Asra Yesu Kristo fi Nazareth no.
And it was important to say of Nazareth.
Na na hu hias obeka say ofi Nazareth no.
Because no good thing came out of Nazareth.
Every son na bibi papa bi fi Nazareth ma.
God put a certain oil upon a certain guy who came from Nazareth. His name was Jesus Christ.
Na oka se onyame de ngu bigu onipa bisu a ofi Nazareth ya nidindi Yesu Kristo so.
He didn't just say with the Holy Spirit. He said with the Holy Spirit and power.
Na banka se odi hom kronkron kwa nesra no nemu mo se odi hom kronkron ni to me.
The power means that it has some effect that they could see.
Now, 2 minutes or kind of echrese, na enyansun swasuobia wungeni ehu.
How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Said Oyangopo Esra, Yesu Christo fi Nazareth.
With the Holy Spirit and with power.
Or they home kronkron any to me.
And how you went around doing good.
Na ochini ye ye.
Healing all who were under the power of the devil.
Na osa wanga abu samdim pochregu onso yade.
Because God.
Peter saw
the anointing producing effect.
Petro na eye jumano.
Breaking yokes.
Ebubu konia.
Setting the oppressed free.
Ah, ema wanga bibisha onso ede wa
ho. The anointing is to bring transformation to all around.
Engosra no eba nipa etwa ho
ahia ni. The anointing is to affect your home.
As I say, engosra na nyansunso aso ofie.
Your workplace.
Wejumem.
The community.
The
nation,
among
and the world,
any we are seeing
it is not enough.
You
say that I am anointed. It should bless you.
As I say,
bless the people around
then
you.
Then
people should see.
Then
they should testify of you.
Now what do you dance here?
That how God anointed so so and so.
Say, Onyankopon Esra
this anointing.
Sa engosra no.
should flow to transform you and to transform many. Now I'll touch on two scriptures. Just look at two scriptures, John chapter 4 and then John chapter 7. Two scriptures in John chapter 4 and John chapter 7. John 4:13-14. So we are looking at the first one from John chapter 4:13-14. This is the encounter between Jesus and the woman from Samaria. At Sychar, Jacob's well. Jesus answered,
Jesus say no say,
everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
Obiara onum so yibienu osukombedi ni bio.
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
Na de obenum so ya mema no bio no osukomre ne ne da.
Indeed the water I give them will well up to eternal life.
Na nsu ya mema no no beye nsu oburu a efifri ko dan kwamu.
Now this is Jesus talking to this Samaritan woman.
Where ye Yesu a one Samaria ni ba kasa.
If you drink the water that I will give you.
And us catch and say say wonum nsu ya meme de be ma wo no a.
You will not be thirsty again.
Osu komri ni ubio.
And he didn't end there.
Na wan fancy ho.
Says but whosoever drinks the water I'll give them, will not test again.
And said,
indeed, the water I give them will become in them spring of water welling up to eternal life.
The
King James says, it shall well up in you. So it is like he giving you a cup of water, but once the water lands into you, the water will begin to well up. Because he has said, this water is the living water.
If he said, waka se sansio yi ye enkwa nsio.
Water with life in it.
Nsio enkwa ewom.
And the nature of this water that he gives us wells up.
Now, adia wo sa nsio yi hun se nsio nu eyiri.
Because there's life in the water.
Esa nse enkwa ewo nsio nu.
So that is where the Samaritan woman said, please give me some of the water.
And uti na Samaria ni ba ne ka se enye te sadia ma minsio ibi na menom.
Now so hold this one.
But modi ne kura we mu ansa.
Jesus said, I'm going to give my followers certain water.
Yesu say, me chidi for ne mema won sio bi.
But if I give them, it will well up in them.
Na se me de ma won a be yiri e wo mu.
Hold that one.
Mpa cho kura enu mu ansa.
John chapter 7.
Johannes empa ne 18 so.
37 to 39.
Nti chemu eduasa enso ko se eduasa nkro.
On the last and greatest day of the festival,
Jesus
said in a loud voice,
"Let
anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." He was telling the woman of Samaria that if I give you the water will well up. Hold that one.
Or catch a Samaria ni ba ni se se me ma o nsuo na nsuo na de ba ma o ni ebe yiri ewo mu.
Then he says in verse 38 in this particular verse that whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
Ana ti che mebi asan wotwe wo de ye kan no se se de atresem no kan no.
So the first one, it will well up. This one, the water will flow.
Now where no dear ebe pim.
It is as if I'm going to top up the first one.
I said meshe the dikai no ma.
Then verse 39 brought some explanation to this particular verse.
Now inchichemu edrasa krono edimu inchichemu ye ebai.
By this he meant the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Now ye dear oka honhomwa.
Whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up until that time,
The
Spirit had not been given. Since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Since up until that time, the Spirit had not been given. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit was not at work in his world.
You
see, for as early as Genesis chapter
1,
verse
2.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the waters. Some Old Testament verses even speaks of the Holy Spirit of God at work within the believers of the Old Testament. Proud to Jesus' coming. The Holy Spirit is the creator God. He was even before the beginning. He was working in the Old Testament. So when he's saying that the Spirit had not yet been given,
it is what
this verse seems to teach is this. See, that the Spirit had not been given in the full and in the powerful sense that was promised to those of the new covenant. The Spirit had not been given in the full and in the powerful sense that was promised to those of us in the new creation. In the other words, in the new creation, God is going to give us the Spirit without measure.
What kind of fufra? Now, Pastor said, "Apart from no, nyamibe shi hum krong krong, susukru ebia anyo."
That is, if we can receive it.
Say yes, yebetu mi aje nkwa dia.
Now, when Jesus resurrected,
nebra Yesu nyani free ufo muno.
He appeared to the disciples.
Oye ni wadi chire siyafono.
So we are going to see whether the Spirit is going to come in the full and in the power, as the Scripture in verse 39. Seems to suggest.
In John 20:21,
the Bible says Jesus entered where the disciples were. He said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them.
Now, okay, son, oh, me go on, so.
And said,
now, okay, say,
receive the Holy Spirit.
Monje ho hom kron kron.
Now, did they receive it?
Asembisani say, as one sakai.
When Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Ebrahim Yesu ka say, monje ho hom kron kron.
Did they receive it?
Once asuswan pasa one sakai.
Say, receive the Holy Spirit. Full stop.
And now, okay, say, monje ho hom kron kron. Osijina.
So I believe they received it.
Me jidi say, one sakai.
Last week we said he's. He speaks on purpose.
Now, okay, okay,
because he wants to give them the Holy Spirit. He said, receive the Holy Spirit.
But
remember, there was no shaking. There was no speaking in tongues. There were no mighty winds. I suspect that this is like what he was telling the Samaritan woman, that that water will well up
to
eternal life. See, the next verse says that
if
you forgive anyone's sins, so Jesus is talking about sin and forgiveness. That is leading to eternal life.
So
when we are born again, he breathed upon us to receive the Holy Spirit, and Paul said that that one alone is an anointing.
Na say yeji wawo ya wo fofra ohomigu ya so say ensa beka hom kronkron na osmanfo Paul say eyimpo eyengosra.
But yet before he left for heaven,
na yei nechi ansa na beka osoro no,
he told the disciples that the big one is yet to come.
Eno ka chese afa ni say kese na rankasa ebeba
for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Monchan hom kronkron ho ode no.
If you like, he was going to say, I'm going to top up. This time around, you receive power.
Now, ye dear, mubenya to me.
The word power means the ability to cause effects.
Now, sir, to me, no, no, person, I say, I want the Emma, we are bribe.
That you receive power.
Obenya to me.
That will have effect on the surroundings.
To me, I bema, when ya, and soon, so, what the actual, when she are.
This living water is not just for you. This time is going to transform nations. It must flow within you. Because people need it. That is why he says that this time, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. It must flow because people need it. It must flow because it's not just for your own benefit, it is for others too. Out of your innermost being, it is not enough to say, I am anointed. Open your eyes. Check whether the river is flowing. It must flow. It must flow. It must affect your home. Affect your workplace. It must affect the community. It must bring deliverance. It must water patch hearts. So if you like,
it is a opa.
Let me jump and go to the great day. So they had to wait. This time is going to be powerful. There must be effects. So the Bible says when the day of Pentecost came, they were together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent
wind.
Remember, came from heaven. Came from above and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire
that
separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each had their own language being spoken. Now this one is affecting the environment. The first one will well up. But when this one comes to top up the welling up, it must flow. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers.
If he said, as I say, in your pim free William,
rivers.
In your
of living water.
In Kwansio.
So you have the living water.
And it will in Kwansio.
But it must flow.
Now, as I say, pim.
You have the well within.
But
there must be rain from above. So when the rain comes and falls into the well, certainly it will flow.
It is a osio to eba beka otadia ewo umwa ebe pem.
Let me just end by looking at how this water can flow.
Mama mi fancy ana mi she kanya.
There's living water within us. He says it will well up.
Or say ebepem.
And then he says it will flow.
Ebeyiri na apem.
See, how will this water flow?
Ebede na sensu ibepem.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 7. Just read verse 11. You are going to look at how God caused the flood. And we see whether that formula will also cause the water to flow. Genesis 7 verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day,
Danwara,
all the springs of the great deep burst forth. And the floodgates of heaven were open.
Na osorom poma buebue.
So this is how God caused the flood.
Eyi na ma nso yiri no ebae.
Two sources.
Niema menu.
One from the belly of the earth.
Baku efri asase yem.
And then one from above.
Ena baku nso free osoro.
So while the rains were coming down,
etibra nso free osoro eba no.
He had also opened the deep.
Na webue ebunu no mu
so. So water was coming from the belly of the earth.
Na nso free asase yem so eba.
And then water was coming from above.
Na nso free osoro so eba.
Now, if you want the water to flow within you,
it is a wo person nso ni pim ewo mu a.
You must make sure that that one he says will well up, open that one.
As I say, otadie na ewo mu no buemu.
And then the one that came with a rushing wind, get that one to open.
And
these two will cause the living water to flow. There is water within. The heart of man is always likened to the ground. Like the earth. The sower sowed the seed.
Ogufonugu abano.
He scattered it on the earth.
Otopete asase no
so. He scattered it on the ground.
Otopete asase so.
And Jesus said the ground refers to the heart.
And Jesus said asase ni yonipa kuma.
So there is water on the inside of you.
Enti insuo ewo wumu
ukramu. Through the power of the Holy Ghost and the new birth.
Onam awofofro ne hom kunkru to me no so.
For this water to flow.
Enti sensuo ibepemu a.
Make sure that the one on the inside is welling up.
But more than said, the ewo wumu no eyiri.
And for water to flow.
Na se ibepemu a.
Make sure that the one up is also open.
Hwese de ewo osoro no so ebue.
This too.
Samianu
will cause the water to flow.
And
wherever the water goes,
the
Bible says there will be life.
But
we need to impact our world.
As Christians, we
need to bring transformation and change. Wherever we find ourselves, grace and graces are upon us.
Any aduma hodoa wa yanso.
It must cause effects. But grace is boundless.
Na so adum dia etsomroso.
Grace is limitless.
Na adum eni kabia.
We can be full of the Spirit of God.
Yebetu mi ayemawo hunhumu.
Like Stephen.
Said ya Stephen yema.
The Bible says he was full of the Spirit.
Chone say na why hum konkra yenema.
I'm praying for a church.
Me bom pa ma sorry a.
Whose members are full of the Spirit.
I sorry ni ma.
I pray for the Church of Pentecost.
And
we have members who know how to open the well within. And receive the rain that comes from above. So that it will be said of us. This is a church whose members are full of the Spirit. When Peter and Co were looking for people to man tables,
they
said, brethren, look for
people nipa
who are full of the Spirit.
How
are they going to look for
that?
It simply means that when we are full of the Spirit, people can see. Let the people at your workplace know that you are full of the Spirit. The way you talk, the way you carry yourself, I challenge you. You are anointed. But let the anointing flow. Let the anointing flow. Make sure that nothing stops the well within you. The Bible says in Genesis 26. Verse 15. So all the wells that his father's servant had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped filling them with earth.
Na insubra neja Abraham nkuwa tutu neja abreswano Philistine for sisi inu ina de dotie shishe mua mama.
Maybe you don't know that there's a well within you.
Ebi awu nimse bro ebi omu.
But it is filled with earth.
Now so ewo mu a dote ahye ne ma.
So the water is not flowing.
Enti insure to me ma.
You don't feel him on your inside.
Won tenen ka wo mu.
But you are anointed.
Enso basra wo ngo.
Water must flow.
Na ese insure ne pem.
So what do you do?
Enti wo ye den.
The Bible says Isaac reopened the wells.
Na chironi say Isaac ebuebu ebura ni biom.
That had been dug in the time of his father Abraham.
Ebura neja Abraham etu ye no otu ni biom.
Which the Philistines has stopped up with earth.
The Philistines for added dot here SEC, you know.
So we have to redig the well within. Make sure that you don't allow sin to block the water from flowing within you.
But more this I want my bonny NC in Sion crying.
And then continually wait upon God.
And
some will come from above.
Now we're trying to a bit free throw abba.
The two will cause water, living water, to flow from your inside. It will flow from your inside. The Bible says this. I pray that out of your glorious riches,
He
may strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit in your inner man. In your inner man. That we are strengthened in power in our inner man. The Bible says in Ephesians 6. Finally,
the
is strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
And in
what does that mean? What it means is that the water on the inside and the water from above. You need both. The water will flow. And when that happens, Paul is saying that
as for Paul say,
you are flowing in his mighty power. Jude says this.
Judah, I say,
you must build yourself up in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This evening, or tonight, or this morning, I don't know where you are on the planet Earth. You are anointed. There's living water within you. It is supposed to well up.
As I said,
that is the nature of the water. If it is not welling up,
then
something is blocking the water. So redig the well. And constantly live on the open heavens. And the rain of the Lord will come. Fill your hearts. And then out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This will transform you. And it will bring transformation to your world. Who says we can't possess the nation?
To bring you,
so far as this water is concerned, nothing can stop us. Let it flow. Let mine flow. Let yours flow.
Also,
and we will conquer our world. The Lord be with us. Open your eyes. Find out whether yours is flowing. God bless us all.
Oh,
Oh, wherever you are, this evening, this moment, our daddy has made us to understand that we are anointed. There is a well within us. And so we are going before the Lord that the well should spring up. That this well within us should spring up and overflow. And we are also asking that the rushing mighty wind that came on that day of Pentecost, the heavens should be open, and right now in our rooms, wherever we are, that rushing mighty wind should move in the name of Jesus. As we stand before God, anything that is going to block it, may the Lord take it away.
Yes, sorry, and
this morning, may He give us a top up in our spirit. May that rushing mighty wind move in our midst.
And from a ding 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 empim we
lift up a prayer, commit yourself to the hands of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
let the well within overflow. Let the well within spring up. Any blockade, take it out of the way. And spring up that well, spring up that well. Let it overflow, let it overflow. Let it overflow, let it overflow. Let it overflow, let it overflow. The mighty Russian way. Let it flow, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Spring it up again in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Spring it up again in the name of Jesus.
Let the wells overflow. Let the wells be redug again. And let it flow again with water. Let it spring up, let it spring up, let it spring up. In the name of Jesus. And this well from springing up. Take it out of the way in the name of Jesus. Let it spring up, let it overflow. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and overflow.
Can spring up is by praying in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We'll sing this song that the well that is within us, he says that anyone who believes, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we want this word to come to pass, this word should be revealed, this word should manifest. As we sing this song, we'll just begin to blow in tongues for the next 2 minutes, for the well within to spring up. Spring up,
oh well. Linda la la de me kayada basonda bagada baya la baya na no sagada balu ikata ba imala ba imagata baya la gada basunele me kaya na bagada baya rede basanda baya la baba me kapranda baba baya yene mo sanda baba baya me kapranda baba baya yana na ne koriana baya la baba baya imaya la baba baya masanda baya la baba baya Mada paya la masana ya la baba 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 baya ya na na ne sana ya la baba mi kabranda ya la baya la ganda basana baya la baba baya ya na 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 mo sana baya la makim landa baya ya na magi ya la na masana baya la baya manda ya la baba basana ya la baba ya na na no sana baya la baba ya mada paya la baba ya ya na 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 masana
We want to continue to lift up a prayer. The Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit should bring an effect. As the Spirit of God has springed up within us, we want to see the effect of the Spirit in our lives. The presence of the Holy Ghost in our lives should not be without effect. We should see effects in our homes. We should see effects in our finances. We should see effects in our marriages. Every facet of our life, we should see the effect of the Holy Ghost.
So we
are standing on the word of God that has come this moment and saying that the world that has sprung up within should be effectual. It should have effect on every aspect of our lives. And this effect should be evidence. It should be conspicuous. Stand on this word and lift up a prayer. Stand on this word. That the world within that has sprung up should be with effect. Want to see the effect. Want to see the effect. In the name of Jesus. We should see breaking of yokes. Setting the oppressed free. Our home should be affected. Our workplace should be affected. Our community should be affected in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Na mama maye ya snawenu hallelujah be ho be
We are so grateful for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given unto us. And we want to say that unto your name alone be all glory, unto your name be all power, unto your name be all adoration. As we stand before your presence and as we gaze into your glory, we know that the well within has sprung up. The well within has been topped up. And the well within is overflowing to its fullest in the name of Jesus. And now we also know that the heavens has been opened. And the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit has bumped into our spirit, our souls, and our bodies. And has done all things well. As we move out into our communities. As we move out into our workplaces. Wherever we tread, we shall see the effect of the presence of the Holy Ghost in our lives. And we'll always come back into your presence to share the testimonies of this effect to the praise of your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, well, flow out through me.
Oh,
spring up, oh, well, set down.
Spirit.